News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you've heard me talk about our website. That is like Grand Central Station for this show. Rightsideradio.org is the website. You can find all the stuff that we typically talk about on here. Copper and I do an op-ed that comes out in various periodicals throughout the state, not the least of which is 1819 News, publishes ours every week. Those are on there. Our bios are on there. Photo gallery on there. We've got links to our podcast, which is like just blowing me away right now because we're pushing 34,000 downloads of the podcast. And then on top of that, listen, if you find yourself getting outside the broad range of our AM/FM capability right here at WVNN, it doesn't matter. You can be anywhere in the whole wide world. All you got to do, I always say, is go to the World Wide Web, go to that rightsideradio.org website and click on Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And that's why we have so many people that call in from, you know, out of pocket, if you will. Because they're not out of pocket, because you can listen to us live by live streaming. So that's all on the website. Check it out. I will also say this. You hear advertisers on the site. Some of those are from the station. Some of those are actually direct sponsors of Right Side Radio. If you would like to make sure that your ad gets on Right Side Radio, the best way to contact us is to go through that website, rightsideradio.org. Click on it, and there's a spot in there for contact, and we will get right with you and line you up. I got a couple of new advertisers. One just came on. 1819 News jumped on as an advertiser just recently. Another one I talked to last night, and another one in the works. So I'm pretty stoked. If you want to get in touch with us and be on this show for sure, contact Right Side Radio direct at rightsideradio.org. Got a couple minutes here. So this whole Trump Brooks thing, Copper, grab the mic. What? Your thoughts? I mean, how does that strike you? What comes to your mind when you hear that President Trump withdrew his endorsement?
Oh, it makes me think that he just doesn't want to be irrelevant. He's swinging around his big stick. He's saying, you know, I still have it and I can still swing it around and make an impact. I wonder if his people told him that he should do that. I wonder if he didn't actually care as much, because Mo Brooks' comments really weren't that aggressive. I wonder if they pressured him into it, basically saying, if you want to have any authority left, you've got to act on this.
Yeah, so basically you're thinking that they were seeing Mo Brooks as his candidacy was going down to some degree, and they did not want to take a chance on having the Trump name tied to the guy who didn't win. Is what you're saying?
No, the comments that Mo Brooks got up and said, you know, put the fraud behind you, I feel like they didn't like that. They didn't like that he was pushing back against Trump's narrative. And so Trump wanted to seem that his narrative was still the most important one and that he could cut off the heads of anybody who disagreed.
Yeah. Okay. And so, to back up our audience, if you haven't heard the statement put out by Trump, you can find it online because it's everywhere now. But he did say that the reason why he withdrew his endorsement was because at the rally they had in Coleman, that Mo Brooks had, gotten kind of watered down in Trump's eyes as to whether or not the election integrity should be a big issue based on the 2020 elections. And, Trump says he took issue with that. I'll be honest with you, though. I think that's just an excuse. I think they're seeing a candidate that is not able to get the traction that he had initially. Like originally, it was all about the Trump endorsement, and he made his whole campaign about the Trump endorsement. So therefore, if you don't win, that means the Trump endorsement didn't matter. And I just think that they decided to quickly depart the race before it became apparent that he wasn't going to win. I know I got a caller coming in. I'm not sure we're going to be. We might be able to get it in before the break. We might grab this one real quick. Copper, you highlight his name when you're ready to go there. That's going to be interesting. We'll talk to Dale Jackson about that in a minute. Let me grab this phone with about a minute and a half left. Jeff from Huntsville online, too. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, great. Enjoy the show. Just wanted to say, I think there's another part of this puzzle with Trump withdrawing the Mo Brooks endorsement. Okay. You got to remember, Trump is being sued for the January 6th events, and Mo Brooks just recently was able to pull himself from that lawsuit. So Trump could feel that he's not wanting to battle with him in that lawsuit. I think that might be another element to this.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I don't think Mo Brooks was going to say anything that would have hurt Trump's case. In fact, if anything, Brooks was a friendly witness, made even friendlier by the fact that they had a good relationship. So I would think that if Trump's worried about him being a witness, he'd probably be more worried now. All right. Hey, Jeff, we got to go, man. We're up against the break. Thanks for the call. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, Dale Jackson will opine about this just a little bit. Be right back.